Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And yes, indeed, quite a bit to get through this morning, so if you are sitting comfortably, we'll begin. Mission accomplished. Damn. Well, that's how Jose Romolino began his first speech to the country on the night of this Sunday, the 5th of May, from a room at the Sheraton Hotel. This was shortly after receiving the call from the Tribunal Electoral, in which he was informed that he is the elected president and that he will take office on the 1st of July. Molino said that his will be a government of unity, that he does not want confrontations, that political persecution is over, and that he will respect freedom of expression. But he also maintains that he has won the election. It hurts whoever it hurts, and criticised those who cowardly tried with the tricks, manipulations and blackmail to twist the popular will and have the Supreme Court appoint the next president of the Republic. The president-elect acknowledged that I did not imagine this scenario when Ricardo Martinelli asked me if I wanted to be his candidate for the vice presidency of the Republic in October of 2023. But it was my turn, and I assumed it with enormous responsibility and humility. Previously, Martinelli had appointed his wife Marta, who he accepted, and then she unexpectedly declined. Molino was in charge of the payroll of Rolando Meta, CRM, and the Alianza on March the 4th, when the Tribunal Electoral disqualified Martinelli for having been sentenced to 128 months in prison for money laundering in a new business case. Molino's appointment was later challenged as unconstitutional, nearly putting him out of the presidential race. Finally, 2 days ago, the Supreme Court of Justice declared that his candidacy was not unconstitutional, although it admitted that the Tribunal Electoral's actions were wrong. Martinelli is now at the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama to avoid capture and imprisonment. "A hug to Ricardo until there," said Molino, who went to the diplomatic headquarters on Sunday morning to have coffee with his friend. Although physically absent, the presence of the former president was omnipresent. The public shouted his name, and Marta Linares de Martinelli was even on stage with the entire Molino family and the president of the Alianza Party, José Muñoz. He also said that he had received congratulatory calls from President Laurentino Cortizo and his rival and presidential candidate at Cambio Democrático, the CD party, and the Panamanista, Romelu Roux. CD is the party that Martinelli founded in the 1990s and in which Molino also once participated. Roux acknowledged his defeat and told him that as president of a party in democracy, I will summon him and the other presidents and representatives of unions and organizations in the first days of my government to lay the foundations for national unity, which it does not mean distributing positions. The independents have overturned, though, the National Assembly. According to unofficial results, they would be achieving 19 seats so far, more than in 2019 when only 5 were elected. The Vamos coalition, led by current independent deputies Juan Diego Vázquez and Gabriel Silva, and supported by Ruben Blades, has the majority of those deputies. In San Miguelito, Circuit 8-2, 3 would be standing Eduardo Gaitán, Luis Lucho Duque and Alexandra Ale Brenes. In Circuit 8-3, Ancon, Bella Vista, Betania, Caledonia, Corundu, El Chorrillo, Pueblo Nuevo, San Felipe, Santa Ana, Quiria, Chandler and Paulette Thomas would start. In Circuit 8-4, Don Bosco, Juan Díaz, Parque Lefebvre, Abajo San Francisco, Roberto Zuniga and Roberto Blois would win a seat. Meanwhile, in the 8-5, this is Alcalde Díaz, Caimitillo Chilibre, Ernesto Cordoba, Las Cumbres, Neftali Zamora, and Jorge González would win. 8-6, this is in 24 de Diciembre, Las Casas, Mañanitas, Pacora, Pedregal, San Martín, Tocumen, there would be Manuel Bebo San Maniego. In 9-1 Santiago, there would be Janine Prado and Miguel Angel Campos. In the 4-1, Augusto Tuto Palacios and Carlos Caetan Saldana would achieve a seat. And at 4-5, Jonathan Vega won. In the 3-1, this is Colón, Yamarilis Chong won. In the 13-1, Ari Han, that's Lenin Ulate, and Manuel Chen Peñalba would be winning a seat. Betesseria Richards, who is not from Vamos but is independent, would achieve a seat in the 8-6. The PRD member, Zulay Rodriguez, who was also running for the presidency of the Republic and for the mayor's office, would also be on the ballot through free nomination. The free candidate, Serena Vamvas, is emerging as the elected representative of the town of San Francisco after achieving a little more than 8,642 votes with 87.76% of the tables counted in the early hours of this Monday. Vamvas, 33 years of age and also nominated by the Otro Camino movement, the MOCA, leads Narciso Arellano from the Vamos movement, who obtained 5,197 votes at around 4:30 a.m. this morning. Far behind was the current representative, Carlos Perez Herrera, of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, with 2,376 votes. Even the independent candidate, Ido Carisi, had a slight lead with 3,075 votes. Vamvas has a degree in law and political science, an environmental consultant and activist, lecturer and writer. She is founder of the executive director of the Mi-Mar Environmental Foundation. Of the 60 deputies seeking re-election this May the 5th, only 13 managed to repeat. That's 21%, according to the unofficial results released on Monday. The majority are from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, 9 in total. In fact, this bench headed the list of candidates seeking to reach the legislature again. 32 of the 35 who currently occupy a seat ran. These are Benicio Robinson, Jairo Salazar, Nelson Jackson, Jaime Vargas, Marcos Castillero, Raul Pineda, Crispiano Adames, Francisco Sucre, and Arquesio Arias. Elaine Cedeño, who was a Democratic Change and Change to Realizing Goals, is also re-elected. Sergio Galvez and Lilia Batista, also from RM, were also re-elected. PRD Deputy Zula Rodriguez was also re-elected after running as a free candidate. The Other Path movement, the Otro Camino, led by former presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana, will provide a total of 4 deputies to the new National Assembly, which begins on the 1st of July. These candidates were Ernesto Cedeño, Grace Hernandez, Jose Perez and Victor Carles. Cedeño won a seat in the 8-4 by a half quotient, achieving 13,215 votes, while Hernandez appears in the same circuit with 11,588 votes and a remainder. Likewise, Perez came out 8-3 by half a quotient, adding 11,138 votes. Carles is the representative in the interior of the country, leaving by remainder in the 2-1 circuit. It's also worth mentioning that 8-4 includes the townships of Rio Abajo, San Francisco, Parque Lefebvre, Juan Díaz and Don Bosco. Circuit 8-3 represents San Felipe, El Chorrillo, Santa Ana, Caledonian, Corundo, Ancon, Bella Vista, Betania, and Pueblo Nuevo. The 2-1 is from Penonomé. Now, MOCA has been recognized by the Tribunal Electoral of Panama since June the 29th of 2022, under the leadership of Lombana, who finished in second position in the presidential elections of 2024 and 2019. The candidate, Diogenes Galvan, free nomination, obtained an important victory by taking the victory in the mayor's office of Colón after defeating Alex Lee, current mayor and candidate of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. At the time of 80.21% of the tables being counted, Galvan had a resounding victory by accumulating 30.87% of the votes, with a difference of 10,911 over Luz Omiara, a Realizing Goals Partito Alianza closest, who was the closest pursuer. Galvan accumulated 28,105 votes, while Omiria received 17,194, which is about 18.88%. Meanwhile, Lee trailed in third place with 11,036, or 12.49%. Lee had won the previous election with 21,301 votes for 22.37%. Stefan Dayan Peñalva, a free candidate for the Popular Party, is vastly ahead in the current mayor of Arihan, Royins Tropa Rodriguez of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. This Monday, today, the 6th, 81% of the votes counted. Peñalva, 28.7%, was projected as the winner, carrying more than 13,000 votes. That's 11 percentage points above second place. The candidate for the Realizing Goals Party, Emily Palma, 17.07%. The mayor's office of Arihan is the third district with the highest electoral weight in the country, with 193,289 voters, being surpassed only by Panama, 732,022 voters, and San Miguelito, 257,567. The mayor's office of Panama did not escape the avalanche of changes in the different popular elected positions in a clear victory for Mayor Mizrachi. Mizrachi, nominated by the Popular Party and who faces a process for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering for a case related to the contracting of the Cryptex platform, dominated with a difference of 6 points. That's around about 32.86%. Over his closest pursuer, Edison Brosse, Libre Proce, well, free running, and Mocha, 26.88% for Edison, while Willy Bermudez, Cambio Democratico, and Partido Panamanista was relegated with 18.67%. Irma Hernandez Berrio, independent candidate of the Vamos Coalition, became the virtual elected mayor of San Miguelito on Monday, defeating the current PRD deputy Zulay Rodriguez by about 15 percentage points. With nearly 68% of the tables counted, Hernandez scored 48% and Rodriguez 32%. The deputy and president of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Benicio Robinson, fights on Monday, the 6th of May, a close battle for one of the two seats in the 1-1 circuit in Bocas del Toro. With 79% of the tables counted, 2:35 a.m. this morning, the first seat would be assigned to the current mayor of Changuinola, Jessica Romero, from Cambio Democratico. Robinson had just over 11,000 votes, while his closest rival, Panamanian Ubaldo Vallejos, registered about 10,700. Robinson, 65 years of age, was a deputy for the PRD between 1985 and 1994. He returned to the Assembly in 1999 and has been re-elected consecutively since then. From the National Assembly, he controls the powerful Budget Commission. Representative Kyra Harding and the former director of IFARO Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, Bernardo Nando Meneses, both from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, did not obtain the necessary votes to represent the 13-1 circuit Arihan Panama Oeste in the National Assembly. With 90.34% of the tables counted, Harding had only received 9,096 votes, while Meneses obtained more support with 14,339. The new deputies for that circuit are Lenin Alberto Ulate, free postulation, won the half quotient with 19,974 votes. Cheng, free postulation, took the remainder with 18,504 votes. And Castañedas from Realizing Goals was awarded the half quotient with 17,223. And there we go. Say quite a bit to get through. But that was the current standing just before we were coming on air this morning. Got that already. So there we are. That's it. That's a look at some of the, well, as much as we could, news with regards to the election.